This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish. We're reporting this year on how life is changing in a nation where one in three people is considered obese. Today, we have a story about how, as the waistlines of Americans expand, their clothes are stretching with them, largely because of one product, spandex. Last year, Americans bought 20.5 billion pieces of clothing, and 80% of those garments had spandex in them. NPR's Marisa Peñalosa reports.
Disco mania swept through pop culture in the 70s, and it crossed over into movies and fashion. Spandex came off the dance floor and into everyone's closet. Stretchy leggings, jumpsuits, and leg warmers. But spandex had a life before disco. It was invented by two DuPont chemists and it made its debut in 1959. It was first used in bras and jock straps as well as in workout gear. But it quickly became known as a wonder fiber. It can stretch more than 100% and snap back to shape.
This next top, a gorgeous bright raspberry. It's a combination of cotton and spandex, so George, of course, was wise enough to give you that stretch.
George is designer George Simonton. His Simonton Says label sells exclusively on the TV shopping channel QVC.
I told you he was here. The wonderful George Simonton.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Simonton's clothes are beautiful and soft and stretchy. His studio is in the heart of the fashion corridor in Manhattan, a minimalistic space on the 8th floor of a high rise. Several racks of couture fill the room. He pulls out a bright, silky red top.
This is called the cold shoulder. It's poly and spandex together.
Simonton began his career in the mid-60s. Back then, he says, fashion was all about glamour. But fabrics were rigid and people were thin. Today, two-thirds of American women are plus size. Simonton says spandex has changed the industry.
Years ago, when we made a suit or a coat, it was built like a battleship. It was like bulletproof. Today, it's beautiful clothes, but a high comfort level. Everything has stretch. Pants, skirts, dresses, blouses, knit tops. Everything has stretch, no matter what it is.
So what do women make of this spandex explosion? I'm at a swanky outdoor mall in Maryland talking with shoppers.
I do like spandex because of the way it curves my body. We're not perfect bodies, but sometimes you do want to feel lean and beautiful. Put on spandex. You're good to go.
I personally would never wear it. I definitely see a lot of spandex, and people probably should not wear as much as they do.
You know what? I actually specifically look for it when I look for clothes, because for years I didn't wear jeans until my kids said, Mom, get the spandex jeans. And I put them on. I was like, yay, I can wear jeans again.
That's Janine Buffett, Rachel Gordon, and Nancy Lee. Brett Godwin is outside Bloomingdale's, and she says spandex is overused.
I think that spandex is made to accommodate people who are overweight. I've seen some terrible sights. They're overweight, and they will put on the tightest spandex things they can find, and they just look absolutely awful.
Is that the sign of decline of Western civilization? Perhaps.
Ed Gribben is president of Albanon, a clothing size and fit consulting firm in New York City.
Some of us cringe when we see the things that we see. Some people will be poured into a garment and think they look fabulous. And someone else might look at that person and think that's not very attractive.
Changes in lifestyle, as well as a huge drop in the price of spandex over the last decade, are pushing the use of the fiber in apparel like never before.
Do you love stylish, sexy jeans? Do you love soft, comfy pajama bottoms? Now get the best of both worlds with pajama jeans.
Pajama jeans came out last year and have sold more than 600,000 pieces online and at stores like Sears and Walmart.
The secret is the cotton spandex denim blend that stretches to fit every figure perfectly, like a sexy second skin.
Albanon's Ed Gribben estimates that about 80% of clothes in retail today have some spandex in them. In other words, we're all wearing it.
It actually enables more democracy because the product will morph to the body as opposed to limit the body. But are you in fact encouraging people to be bigger? And a lot of people ask that very same question of the industry. I don't think that's the case at all.
My name is Martha Pascal. We're in the Tysons Quarter Mall in Vienna, Virginia.
Definitely spandex.
We're looking at a dress that's crosses over the front on the top. Very pretty fabric.
This is 95% polyester and 5% spandex.
Pascal is a youthful-looking 50-year-old financial consultant. She calls herself a muffin top, referring to her extra rolls of flab. She says she never thought she'd own a pencil skirt, one of those slim, body-hugging skirts.
They were designed to be a straight skirt, and muffin tops just don't look good in pencil skirts. But now I am the proud possessor of a pencil skirt that can somewhat camouflage a muffin top.
Martha Pascal is in good company. Women buy 78% of all apparel sold in the United States. And health officials say 65% of them are overweight or obese. Pascal loves spandex, but feels conflicted.
It's dishonest. I mean, it lets you get away with wearing things that you probably shouldn't just because it expands to fit. Well, I think it is deceptive.
Over the years, Pascal has bounced on and off diets, losing and gaining again and again. She says her comfort is more important to her than her guilt, so she's not ready to give up on spandex, but she forces herself to look in the mirror before heading out. Marisa Peñalosa, NPR News.
There's more of our series on the obesity crisis on our website. Go to npr.org.